بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا عارفانہ کلام آپ حضرات کی خدمت میں پیش خدمت ہے، جس کا مضمون ہے غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے. انعام کیا ملتا ہے؟ روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. نفس اپنا جو مار دیتا ہے، روح کو صد قرار دیتا ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو. رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے، رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. شیخ کامل کے فیض کو دیکھو، رند کو بھی سوار دیتا ہے. عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت، عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت. اور کیوں؟ غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے، غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. عشق الہی، عشق الہی جب آ جاتا ہے تو اس کو وہ بہار ملتی ہے جس بہار کو کبھی فنا نہیں ہوتا. عشق تجھ پر ہو بارش رحمت، غیر فانی بہار دیتا ہے. نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، ہائے ہائے کیا بات. نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو، نفس دشمن کی بات مت مانو. اور کیوں؟ گل کے بدلے، گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے. ہائے ہائے کس لطیف اور حسین پیرائے میں نصیحت ہو رہی ہے ہم کو. گل کے بدلے یہ خار دیتا ہے. اوپر کیا گیا؟ اس کے الہی آئے گا تو غیر فانی بہار ملے گی. اور اگر دشمن کی یعنی نفس کی بات اگر مانیں گے تو کیا ملے گا؟ خار ملے گا. چوئس ہمارا ہے. عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، عشق مجبور بے زباں ہو کر، دیدہ اشک بار دیتا ہے، دیدہ اشک بار دیتا ہے. کیا ملے گا، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر، کیا ملے گا، کیا ملے گا، کیا ملے گا گناہ سے اختر. کیا ملے گا؟ لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے، لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے. لعنتیں یہ جمع کا صیغہ لکھو، لعنتیں بے شمار دیتا ہے. عشق دل کو بہار دیتا ہے، عشق دل کو بہار دیتا ہے. جذبہ جان اثار دیتا ہے. جب عشق الہی آئے گا تو قربانی کا جذبہ یقیناً پیدا ہوگا. عشق دل کو بہار دیتا ہے، جذبہ جانثار دیتا ہے، طاعت مختصر پہ میرا کریم، طاعت مختصر پہ میرا کریم، طاعت مختصر پہ میرا کریم، اجر کیا بے شمار دیتا ہے، اجر کیا بے شمار دیتا ہے، اہل دل کے کرم کا کیا کہنا، اہل دل کے کرم کا کیا کہنا، درد دل بار بار دیتا ہے، درد دل بار بار دیتا ہے، کیا کرامت ہے نور تقویٰ کی، کیا کرامت ہے نور تقویٰ کی، کرامت کیا ہوگی، روح کو ایک قرار دیتا ہے، روح کو ایک قرار دیتا ہے، حسن فانی سے دھوکا مت کھانا، حسن فانی، حسن فانی سے دھوکا مت کھانا، اور کیوں، ایک فانی خمار دیتا ہے، ایک فانی خمار دیتا ہے، پھول بس اپنی بے وفائی سے، پھول بس اپنی بے وفائی سے، عندلیبوں کو خار دیتا ہے، عندلیبوں کو خار دیتا ہے، راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر، یقیناً راہ تقویٰ میں تکلیف ہے، آسانیاں نہیں ہیں، دل کو توڑنا، وہی فرماتے ہیں، راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر، راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر، وہ غم کیا دے گا، زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے، ہائے ہائے، زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے، اکابرین اولیاء اللہ بزرگان دین کی زندگیوں کو دیکھیے، ان کے چہروں کو دیکھیے، کیا رونق ہوتی ہے، کیا رونق ہوتی ہے، وہ رونق جو ہے نہ کسی مالدار کے چہرے پر ہوگی اور نہ کسی ملینئر کے چہرے پر ہوگی، جو رونق اولیاء اللہ کے چہروں پر ہوتی ہے، وہ کیوں ہوتا ہے، راہ غم، راہ تقویٰ میں غم جو ہے اختر، کیونکہ انہوں نے غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، غم بھی بہت اٹھائے ہیں، تو ان غم کا بدلہ اللہ تعالیٰ دیتا ہے، زندگی پر بہار دیتا ہے، عشق دل کو بہار دیتا ہے، جذبہ جانثار دیتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Before we call upon our honorable Sheikh Ustad Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sardar and Barakatuh, we will just translate this couplet. Allah Tabarak Tala grant us the haqeeqat of what is being mentioned. Ghair fani bahar deta hai. It is ishq, the love of Almighty Allah, or it is Almighty Allah that allows us to get a spring. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib would speak about the spring. One is the spring of our world, which is going to be followed by a lovely summer, but then has to come autumn. It never stays. He said, if someone could only tell the bird, the nightingale, that he's given his heart to the garden in the month of spring, that as walking past, say to the bird, remember the season is not going to stay forever. But then there is another spring that will always stay, Ghair Fani Bahar, that Almighty Allah is giving a spring that will never come to an end. It will never see an autumn, it will never see a winter. Nafs-e apna jo mar deta hai, Ruh ko sad qarar deta hai. That person who is ready to go through the pain of saying no to his nafs, to hit on the nafs, to stab the nafs, to kill the nafs,
to allow the nafs to bleed. As that nafs will bleed, normally when the soul, the body bleeds, it's called death. Here he says, here it's life. The blood that will come out from that nafs will give 100 lives to the soul of man. This man will find contentment in life, he'll find happiness in life, he will start finding life coming into life. Normal, when blood comes out of the heart, the body, man dies. In the spot, that man who's ready to take out the blood from this nafs, he will find as blood comes out from the nafs, life comes into the body. Shaykh ke kamil ke fez ko dekho, rind ko bhi tuwar deta hai. It says, look at the miracle or the blessings of those mashayikh who are masters in the spot, that the one who was in the gutter, the one who was a zero, the one who was lost and thought, I can never ever get made, that person was also made. He also became the friend of Allah. Ishq tujh par ho baharish rahmat, ghair fani bahar deta hai. He says, oh love of Almighty Allah, ishq, extreme love of Allah, that love for which I am ready to sacrifice everything. He says, may hundreds of mercies of Almighty Allah be upon you. It's like how we say, thank you to you. I give you my life. That because of this love of Almighty Allah, I have found a spring that will never come to an end. Nafse dushman ki baat mat mano, gul ke badle ye khar deta hai. Then he says, on the other side there is a world that says, I will give you lot, but it doesn't give anything. He says, this nafs which is our enemy, he says, please do not listen to what it is saying, because it promises a lovely flower. But when we hold that flower, we find there was a huge thorn in that flower. Immediately it gets pricked, the blood starts coming. What it promised, it will never give. Ishq-e majboor be-zaba hokar, deeda-e ashkbar deta hai. He says, however, the love of Almighty Allah, what that has given, it has made the tongue silent. That now I can't talk much. And I am just now crying in the love of my Allah. Kya milega gunah se akhtar, la'nate beshumar deta hai. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahimullah asks us, he says, what are we going to find? He asks himself, he's asking all of us. He says, what do we expect to find from the results of the sins that we make? May Almighty Allah save us. He says, the only thing that we will find will be curses upon curses, which we will never be able to count. Ishq-e dil ko bahar deta hai, jazba-e jaan nisar deta hai. He says, however, the love of Almighty Allah, what that gives? He says, it gives a spring to the heart. That spring causes what? That the man gets the jazba, that ability, that love, that I am ready to sacrifice this life now for Almighty Allah in happiness. Ta'ate mukhtasar pe mera kareem, ajr kya beshumar deta hai. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib then speaks to Almighty Allah. He says, oh my most kind Allah, with so little bit of worship that you have asked for me, and so huge is the reward that you are ready to give me, this is only because of your kindness. Ahle dil ke karam ka kya kehna, dard dil bar bar deta hai. One is the kindness of Almighty Allah. Allah Tabarak Tala allowed that kindness to fall upon His special friends. So now he says, what to speak of the kindness of the special friends of Almighty Allah, that whenever we sit in their company, they are also blessing us with that love of Almighty Allah, with that pain in the heart, with that ability and that jazwa, that being ready to sacrifice for Almighty Allah. Kya karamat noor taqwa ki rooh ko ek qarar deta hai. He says, have you seen the miracle of the light of abstaining from sin, the light of saying no when Almighty Allah says no? Have you seen the miracle of it? That miracle is that the ruh, which is always uneasy, which is never happy with anything, which can never find contentment, but when taqwa comes into the life of a person, may Allah give us all taqwa, he says the miracle of taqwa is suddenly that ruh finds whatever it's looking for in this world. Husn fani se doka matkana, ek fani khumar deta hai. He says, don't ever fall in the deception of a beauty that is not going to last forever. Because the most that deception, that beauty which will not last, the most that it gives us an intoxication which is also not going to last forever. For a few days we will remain intoxicated. We will be so happy with our life. But we all know when a man is drunk, after that intoxication disappears from him. And he looks around, he finds nothing but loss. He finds his parents who don't want to see him. He finds his children who want him out of the house. He says, this beautiful things of this world is not going to last. And it will give us an intoxication that will not last. When that intoxication is lifted, when the eye will open, besides regret, there will be nothing left for us. Phool bas apni bewafai hai, andalibo kukhar deta hai. He says, you want an example of this? Look at that wonderful flower. How it stood out so beautiful. That nightingale, that bird that saw it, how it flew towards that flower, how it flew towards that fruit. Whatever it was that it was running for, it was so beautiful, that flower. And as that bird sat on it, it forgot that that flower has a very, very severe thorn. As it put its small, delicate leg on it, then the leg was pricked. Now that bird could never ever fly after that, because what it gave its life for, that was the very thing that stabbed it in its leg, stabbed it in its wing. This man in this world got a very long journey to go. We got a journey to find our Creator now, so that we can enjoy the favors of our Allah tomorrow. However, in this world there is always going to be that flower that will also call me and you. It is a spring, but it will never last. When we grab hold of that flower, it pricks us so hard that it doesn't cause only this to bleed. It pricks our iman. It pushes us into kufr, and it makes us lose everything that is coming. May Almighty Allah save us. Rahe taqwa me gham, jo hai akhtar, zindagi pur bahar deta hai. And then finally, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says, and in the road of finding Almighty Allah, he says, I will not lie to you. I will not say it's the easiest of paths. I will not say there will not be difficulties. He says, but I can promise you, in this road, the thorn is seen from the beginning. In this road you will see the difficulty, but amazing the difficulty on this path. When you will grab on the thorn in this path, you will find that thorn doesn't prick you. That thorn doesn't spoil you. He says the difficulties, the pain that you will find in the path of the love of Almighty Allah, when saying no to your desires, he says as you will get that prick, where you thought it will prick you and make you die, suddenly you will find it has given you 1,000 lives. May Almighty Allah, this is a unique poem. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib had the haqiqat of the poem. You can feel it when you read the ash'ar, with what pain he said it, how, with what yaqeen he said it, in his blessings through the barakah of this majlis. May Almighty Allah also grant us that ability to walk this path. May Almighty Allah take us till the end of this path. Wa akhiru da'wana.